I'm Eli Manning.
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Pop with the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Always one of the big events on the Giants calendar in the offseason is the Giants Foundation golf outing. We'll tell you about that. But to get things started, it's time to take you inside the film room and zero in on the quarterback of the Big Blue, Eli Manning. We study Eli Manning inside the film room, and he sets a career record for touchdown passes, one off the franchise mark. Quarterback rating, all the numbers are trending in the right direction. Why is he getting better?
You know, he had a playoff caliber season this year. 35 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, over 4,000 yards passing. But I think this year, his second year, his footwork, his timing in this offense were crisp. His ability at the line of scrimmage to alert, check audibles to put this offense in a favorable position. But the biggest thing that I think he does is his film study and preparation. For the 10 seasons that I played for him, myself and the rest of the offensive linemen, we would have competitions that if there was a stem by a defense in practice, we would try to make the alert or the check before Eli Manning. For 10 straight years, we never beat him to the punch. He always saw it before us. He was always able to identify it, and that's a sign of a great quarterback. But one of the things that you're going to see this season that is going to be the glaring obvious that all the people have pointed out were the red zone interceptions. Trying to do too much, trying to force plays, and that was the one thing that if you want to give him the negative this season, that is the one negative, because you understand in how close these games have been for the Giants this past season, the difference between a field goal, a touchdown, or an interception, it cost them games and it cost them the NFC East title.
Yeah, and a couple of red zone fumbles as well, so turning the ball over in the red zone. But obviously, Eli Manning with a fantastic season in 2015. That's Inside the Film Room, focusing on Eli Manning. Earlier this year, I had a chance to sit down with the new quarterbacks coach of the Giants, Frank Cignetti. I want to ask you a little bit about getting the opportunity now to work with Eli Manning and what you're looking forward to as far as getting to know him.
Well, I tell you, it's a great opportunity to work for the Giants, to work for Coach McAdoo, Coach Sullivan, get a chance to be around a pro like Eli. I'm just really looking forward to learning and growing with each other and getting back to football.
Your dad was obviously a very successful head coach, and you had a chance to work for your dad. What were some of the things that you learned from your dad that you've taken with you throughout your career?
I think the biggest thing I learned from my father was that it's about relationships, building relationships with the other coaches, with the players, trusting relationships. That's what you take with you forever. The other thing is that football is a game of fundamentals. You got to be a great teacher, a great communicator, and it all starts with the fundamentals of the position.
You know, you spent time at Rutgers, so you've been here in the New York metropolitan area. What is it about this area that you enjoy?
Well, we love New Jersey. When I say we, I'm talking about my wife and family. My wife's from Philadelphia. This is my third time in Jersey. My dad coached at Princeton at one time. I coach at Rutgers with Coach Schiano. We love being down at the Jersey Shore. We love being close to New York City. Our girls love being part of a cheer gym down in Freehold World Cup. So, you know, for the Cignettis as a family, it's a great fit.
So you come into a situation here with a quarterback that's been a two-time Super Bowl MVP. Obviously, he's done a lot of good things over the course of his career. What are some of the things that you want to bring to the table to take it to a whole new level?
Well, first it starts with relationships, you know, and then the fundamentals. You know, you work on the fundamentals every day, and then you take a look at the situational aspects of the game. You know, as an offensive staff, we looked at all the cut-ups, the situations. So hopefully we can take those cut-ups into the quarterback room and we can perform better in the green zone and third down and other areas, which will lead to success.
Also, you have a young player in Ryan Nassib who continues to develop. It's kind of a different situation working with him as opposed to working with Eli. What are the challenges when you work with a guy that has a lot of talent but it's unproven?
Well, first off, I'm very impressed with Ryan. Tremendous person, tremendous work ethic, tremendous talent. Really looking forward to working with him in the future.
this offense, Ben McAdoo's offense, obviously, with Mike Sullivan as the offensive coordinator. What are some of the things that you like about this offense and that you see even more growth than some of the success that they had last year?
Well, first off, Coach McAdoo's done a great job here the last 2 years. You can see that not only statistically, but with Eli's development. Myself, I'm really looking forward to getting back to my roots, back into the West Coast offense. You know, Coach McAdoo has done an unbelievable job building this offense, and I'm really looking forward to learning more of it and being part of it.
Coach Frank Cignetti, Jr., welcome to the New York Giants. And enjoy the Jersey Shore.
You know it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, we go from quarterbacks and quarterback play to something a little bit more fun with Trevin Wade. We'll tell you about it when we return to Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Giants defensive back Trevin Wade is a huge fan of the Ninja Turtles. So he decided to go out west to Hollywood and visit the set and watch the stuntmen at work.
Hi, I'm Trevin Wade, New York Giants.
Loose on the ground, and the Giants finally pounce on it.
Trevin Wade.
Come join me right now and check out some new moves from the stunt coordinators of the Ninja Turtles.
I was the stunt double for Raphael on Ninja Turtles 1 and 2.
I was one of the fight choreographer in Ninja Turtles. It's like an art form for me. It's like anything else. It's like dance, or it's like writing, it's like acting.
All right, man, we're gonna do some Ninja Turtle training right now. And bring it up.
Good.
In martial arts, you have to know the timing. You have to be able to anticipate everything, just like when you're on the field.
And go. Good, excellent. Perfect.
Ninja Turtles, their basis was karate.
Note the defensive stance. The karate man never strikes first.
We implied a little bit of modern stuff, like tricking.
My favorite turtle is Raphael, just because my brother is actually named Raphael, and that's what I grew up playing with. Leonardo reminds me of Dominic Rogers from Marty, just from, you know, his skill asset. I'll say Donatello is probably Eli Manning. You know, he's an intelligent one out there. I kind of think of Michelangelo as Prince Nakamura, because he's just silly. Master Splinter, Coughlin. He's more like, you know, old school.
Never mistake activity for achievement.
Raphael, I'm just gonna go with me, just being confident and coming to the team and try to give him my assets and try to help the team win.
He throws it back, the ball is loose, scooped up by Wade, and he runs it in for a touchdown.
So now let's try to get all those movements in there. You want to get that little contact or the little push. Block, punch him in the face, and you're going to chuck him away.
I knew there was a lot of work, but it's different when you see it in person.
That's how we do it in Hollywood. All right, here we go.
All right.
And action.
You can be a stuntman anytime, bro.
Oh, man, appreciate it. Good to hear.
Oh, hey, who do we got here?
Care if I crash this party for a second?
Please do, right? Raphael.
Hey, we wanted to make you an official turtle and give you a little bit of something good,
this too.
My friend.
Oh, and the... Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yes, that is all for you. Go ahead
and
put
that's
that
nice.
On. You're going to be the red bandana machine. Booyakasha, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, do I smell a sardine?
I don't like sardines on my pizza, you big can opener. Man, don't get up, Shredhead. Nice job, my man. You really took care of him. Let's open that up. Ah, smell that. Ah, cheesy goodness.
Trevin Wade certainly had a lot of fun out west. Another guy who had fun, Will Tye, who came onto the Giants as a rookie free agent last year and made a lot of noise. Here's Will Tye in 60 seconds.
My name is Will Tye. You're going 60 seconds with me. I grew up in Middletown, Connecticut. One thing I cannot live without was apple juice. I've been drinking it since I was little, and I still drink it now every day. My favorite video game as a kid was Nintendo 64 007 James Bond. My favorite food or snack? snack, probably Cheez-Its. Goes with apple juice pretty well. Food, I like rice. Any type of rice, doesn't matter. Superstitions, when I was in high school basketball, I used to count all the stars on the flag before we played. The actor I picked to play me, Will Smith. One word I'll use to describe myself will be entertainer. Because I love to entertain, whether it's being funny, making people laugh and having fun, enjoy yourself. I just made a big play. What song I want to listen to after I made the big play will be, it'll be an R&B song, that's for sure. It wouldn't be, it'll be an R&B song, something smooth so I could just walk off and sing it to myself. The last song I sang in the shower was Justin Bieber, No Sense. Thanks for going 60 seconds with me, Will Ty.
We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. It's time to take you inside the huddle with the Giants offensive line.
Drive, drive, drive. Okay, good. You go O-line on three. 1, 2, 3.
O-line.
Way to work. Way to work.
One of the key components to any good offensive line is the play of the center, in this case, Weston Richburg. So we sent Anita Marks into the Giants locker room to find out how well the teammates know Weston Richburg.
It is that time again to find out how well do the Giants players know. Please, please feel free.
Landon Collins?
It's not Landon Collins. It's your center, Weston Richburg. So how well does Eli Manning know his center? Are you ready?
No, I don't know him hardly at all, so this would be terrible. All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go. What's his middle name?
It's Weston Richburg, I think. So I think it's a double first name, which you only see that in Texas, but is that correct?
What's his middle name?
I have no idea.
Harold?
Does he look like a Harold?
Toby?
Yeah.
Blaine?
Yes, my middle name is Blaine. I don't know how I got it. I know how I got it, but I don't know what it's for.
What's his biggest pet peeve?
Not being able to watch TV. I mean, not being able to play video games, have to watch volleyball with his wife.
I totally agree with Justin.
They got
totally
one TV in the house.
Yeah,
I know
one
that.
TV in the house. So,
the biggest pet peeve, I think it's wiping, because being the quarterback, it's definitely not one of his strong suits.
Wow, no, that would not be it.
Probably people chewing with their mouths open.
Oh, that's pretty gross.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's it makes me very uncomfortable if I'm eating at the same table.
What's his favorite food?
Favorite food? Chicken.
Close. Almost. Part of the answer.
Chicken parmesan?
His favorite food's got to be steak, because all the cows that he deals with in Texas, he just murders them and eats them.
What if I told you soup?
Fish soup.
He
only do broth. He don't never put nothing in it.
Fish soup.
He said chicken and dumpling soup.
Would have never guessed that. No, he's in Texas. No one's. What's he?
You've never seen him eat chicken and dumpling soup.
No. All I ever seen him do is drink chicken broth.
What's his favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Home Alone.
Friday Night Lights.
No. Why? You got that wrong. Bambi.
What's it? Maybe 8 Seconds.
I don't even know that movie.
You don't know it's called 8 Seconds, the bull riding movie where you got the last 8 seconds.
I really like The Patriot with Mel Gibson. I saw that right when it came out, and I really enjoyed that one.
Well, what's his favorite genre of music?
Heavy metal. Okay. Yeah, he's definitely a rock at heart. He probably has some Kiss in there somewhere.
Where is he from?
He's from Texas. He's from a small town in Texas.
Starts with an A.
It's not from Amarillo, but
that would be it.
No, he's not from Amarillo.
Yes, that's really
that's the big town next to it. He's from a smaller town. See, he's been telling you lies.
Where's he from?
Amarillo, Texas.
Eli would beg to differ. What school did he go to?
High school.
College.
Colorado State.
Do you know what high school he went to?
It's a D3 school up in Colorado. Colorado State.
Yeah.
What college did he go to?
He went to Colorado State.
That is correct.
There you go. That's one. How many more?
Last one for you. If there is another position in the NFL that he could play, what would it be?
Oh. Golly.
It's long snapper.
That.
Yes.
All right. High five. High five. Here we go.
Weston.
Quarterback. He always he's always throwing the ball pre-practice.
He said long snapper.
What the?
No one ever wants to be a long snapper.
No way. No.
It's Zach Diaz, how much fun he has long snapping. That's almost like being an offensive lineman. You pick something else, but you get some glory.
No, I don't think so. I think I can long snap better than he can.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe we should have that little challenge at some time.
Maybe. But I think I aced it. I think obviously we're real tight and we're best friends.
No, I think you've got two correct, Eli. But good job.
I think you were wrong on a lot. We gotta find him and ask him where he's from, because I don't think he's from Amarillo.
Good stuff from the Giants locker room and a lot of fun regarding Weston Richburg, who enters his third season with the New York Giants. Something that's been going on a long time, the Giants Foundation golf event. We'll tell you about it when we return to Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. One of the really cool events each and every year that the Giants have held for over two decades is the Giants Foundation golf event, held each and every year at the storied Westchester Country Club.
We'd like to welcome the New York Giants to Westchester Country Club on this beautiful day.
This is Zach Diassi. I'm here at the annual Giants golf outing. We're here to support some charities and have some fun on the golf course and meet some of the fans and also make fun of some of my my teammates and coaches. So let's go check out and see how they're doing.
It's going to be a fun day. I golf a little bit back home, so I know how to golf just a little bit. But so far it's been fun getting to meet some great people, play with some great guys.
Here we are with the legendary Howard Cross. Howie, I heard you are considering joining the senior tour in golf.
They would have me, yeah.
Yeah?
More like a senior, a long drive.
You're trying to...
not really the senior tour.
So I heard you're averaging also 340 yards per drive?
Is that my weight or the drive? I don't know what you were talking about there.
Giving back to the community and, that's something I've always believed in for sure. Because anytime you're given this great platform, you have to, give back something. And it's fun to be out here, mingle a little bit, and get to know some people.
All right, one putt competition.
All right,
you're up first.
Going right here?
Then I'll beat you with your own putter.
Okay. Oh, you got to get that in.
Oh, wow.
Get that in, we go to sudden death. You didn't say any of that.
No!
No!
Steve, you excited to play today?
Always, Zach. I can remember 20-something years ago, the very first time I came out here to this event. And I remember going to bed the night before and I said, how hard can it be? And some 20 years later, I'm still struggling with this game. So it's always a pleasure.
This game is not easy. Eli and I are going to have a little putting competition. This usually doesn't end well for you, does it?
I think I'm feeling good today. I like my chances. I've seen you putt before.
Well, that's fair.
Noonan.
Oh, see ya.
No. That one.
No.
That one.
Exactly.
Mitt. I got a little back stop too.
Incoming.
Go in the hole. Go in the hole. That wasn't even a competition.
And there you have it. The things I do for you guys. The things I do for you out there. Congratulations on the big win.
I win your putter?
No, I didn't need that. And that's the end of the 2016 Giants golf outing. We saw some rookies struggle. We saw some vets struggle. We saw a lot of people have fun, and it was all for a good cause. So thank you, and I'm Zach Diassi, and see you soon. Take care.
Here's the good news. The Giant players play football a lot better than they play golf. But the most important thing, a lot of money was raised for the Giants Foundation once again. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants. On Giants.com and, of course, on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.